we absolutely agree on the issue of food security, but the Philippi agriculture is not the only area that's providing food for Cape Town. We have other areas here too. And very often, if you actually look what happens to the food that's grown in Philippi, it's exported. It's not initially going to people of Cape Town. So I think when we look at Philippi, it is crucial that we start with the facts, and that's what the mayor has appointed a committee to do, to go and get the basic facts together so that we start a sensible conversation around Philippi agriculture based on facts rather than on supposition. So as far as the land audit is concerned, well, we have about 24,000 parcels of land that the city owns. Yes, we have been reticent to make that public because we know that there are a lot of parties in the city that are trying to organize land invasion. So it's for that reason alone that we've not been so willing to put this out into the public. So we know what land we have. As and when we're in a position to release it, we will do so.
Which is going to be when?
What about the democratic right of the people to have information?
I understand the concern around land invasion, but the point is we are dealing with an issue around housing here. We have hundreds of thousands of Capetonians who are waiting to gain access to land and to housing. Land particularly is a very sensitive issue, and the city is sitting on 24,000 parcels of land that has not been used, and unfortunately you're not even communicating what the plan is to make use of that land in order to address this very sensitive issue.
Okay, I mean, it's not true to say that all 24,000 are not being used. Many of them are. About half of them are the local parks, for example, which are not even in the ambit of being used for other purposes. So what we're doing is we are analysing all of these properties. We are determining which properties are available. The facts are right now is that we have more land available and allocated already for housing purposes than the budget can allow for us to develop. And so we are releasing some of those to the private sector, precisely because the private sector has also got to contribute towards the development of housing in the city. So, it's the key issue is this, and the limitation right now is not land, it is budget availability to develop housing.
But you can't hide behind that. Just one issue pertaining to the housing. If they know about an audit of 24,000 pockets of land that is available, why did they wrongfully build in Ward 26 places that the council have given a major ban to build, to continue the development of that places? Now, that is an indication. It's someone that's still alive, but they are stealing land.
All right. This is a sensitive topic. Grant, I'll give you 30 seconds before I bring it to a close.
Transparency and accountability is an important principle in terms of governance. It's certainly important for the ACDP. For as long as the DA doesn't want to be transparent in terms of the land audit, they're going to continue to have allegations by civil society that they and property developers around the Cape are in cahoots, and that only certain properties are released to certain property developers for the sake of profiteering. And that's unacceptable for the sake of everybody. We all need to know what land is available so that those types of allegations can be dealt with once and for all.
All right, I'm going to bring it to a close. Elections 2016. All right, we only have another 24 minutes.